Welcome to Let Go Flow, a podcast where I'm talking to inspiring people from all over the world or talk about inspiring topics as positivity, healthy mindset, and empowerment. And I hope you like listening to it. Today I would like to talk about the healing benefits of colors. The first time I did get in contact with color healing was about 10 years ago. Back then I was in South Africa, in Cape Town. And yeah, I met some really inspiring people who did teach me about the chakras, especially the seven chakras. We use the seven chakra system mostly in the Western Hemisphere of this earth. And yeah, what the benefits of colors are and how they do heal and what they are meant to be for. And I'm just going to go through shortly to the seven chakras. We do have the base chakra, which is situated in our pelvis region. It's a ruby red color. The second chakra is the sacral chakra. It's a bright orange color, which is slightly above the base chakra between navel and our sexual organs. And the third chakra is situated directly in our navel. It's the solar plexus chakra with a bright yellow color. The heart chakra is situated in the middle of our chest and breast, where the heart situated is in bright green. The throat chakra is the fifth chakra with a turquoise color in the middle of the throat situated. Then we have the sixth chakra. This is the third eye chakra in an indigo blue color. And the seventh chakra, that's the crown chakra, situated as a crown above our head. And this is a purple, bright purple color. I just start right now with the crown chakra and how beneficial the color when we do think about a color, when we focus our color, or if we have a favorite color for the moment and our home is decorated with a lot of purple, that means we are really like tapping into this energy, and this chakra and this color is what we need the most to go on in our soul path. So the crown chakra is connecting us with our higher self. It is a purpose of enlightenment, revelation, and spiritual awakening. It's like a holistic healthcare provides us use violet to soothe organs and relax the muscles as well and calm our nervous system. So if you're like having the urge to wear purple a lot, you can also like go in meditation and concentrate on the chakra which is situated above your head and put some intention and loving energy in there. The sixth chakra, the third eye chakra, is situated between our eyebrows. When we close our eyes and go with our eyes into this spot, you also start to feel a ticklish feeling, a tickling between your eyebrows above your nose, and this is a sign that the third eye chakra is opening and connecting with the crown chakra. The third eye chakra is very good for visualization and focus and opening for new horizons. It is a deep blue indigo color, and when we wear a lot of deep blue indigo color, it means that Our third eye chakra needs a lot of intention to connect with our intuition and also our higher self. In the physical body, indigo blue is helping when we are, especially women, when we are having our menstruation and we have problems with bleeding a lot or something. This is very calming. And also if we have abscesses, this color is very good to heal this process. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra. As it is situated in the throat, it is definitely about communication. It is a turquoise color. Turquoise blue promotes, of course, communication and also knowledge. It is good when we are like studying and having like an exam or something, that we are surrounding ourselves in turquoise blue colors to tap into these energies and, yeah, make the learning effort more simple and easy. It also eliminates toxins and is used to treat liver disorders and, yeah, helps the organs to work together smoothly. That's the throat chakra with the turquoise blue color. The healing benefits of bright green is definitely going directly into our heart chakra. So if we are like spending a lot of time in nature, in where like grass or greens are, especially in spring, summertime, where like this bright green colors are, it goes directly into our heart chakra to heal different issues we have, to, yeah, open our heart again. There are so many situations in our lives where we protect ourselves quite a lot and we close our heart. So the bright green color is here to open our heart again and clear all negativity out, and yeah, that we are opening again to love or new love. Because it is located in the middle of the color spectrum, green is associated with balance as well. Green is calming and it is used by Ayurvedic practitioners to promote the healing also of ulcers. It is said to have antiseptic, germicidal and antibacterial properties. So green is a very, very magical and healing color. The color yellow belongs to the solar plexus chakra, which is located in our navel area. Yellow is like a more golden yellow. It's a very healing, powerful color. Yellow is a sensory stimulant associated with wisdom and clarity. So when we want to know something, when we're tapping into our intuition, it is definitely not only our third eye which is taking us to our intuition. It is combined with our solar plexus, with our gut feeling, with our belly. Most of the time when we get new ideas, we do start to feel it in our belly or our heart, and there is where the energies are to make decisions. Also, if we trust or distrust somebody, this is the area where we feel the most. And yeah, of course, when there are times in life we don't trust much or we trust too much, and the color yellow definitely gives us the healing power of balancing out our gut feeling, intuition and trust feeling as well. Yellow is thought to have antibacterial properties and is useful in stimulating both the digestive system and the lymphatic system as well. The sacral chakra is a chakra which is located between the solar plexus and the base chakra. It is a color orange, and the healing benefits of the color orange are for the passion. It promotes pleasure, enthusiasm, and also sexual stimulation. I made the experience that many women who suppress their sexuality need a lot of attention and a lot of orange in their life to ground themselves as well. As it is the second chakra in the chart, it is already one of the chakras which are grounding us in this material world. So allowing the sexuality and the passion, like creativity as well, flowing into your life is already a huge healing, and concentrating and allowing the color orange coming into your life is very benefiting right here. It also says that the color orange, in an Ayurvedic practitioner's belief, it has antibacterial properties and may be useful in easing digestive system discomforts such as flatulence or cramps as well. Last but not least, base chakra. It's the first chakra situated in our sexual organs, right underneath our, in the womb side vagina, or where our root lock lies. It is in a ruby color red. It's a very, very strong color, and red promotes energy, empowerment, and stimulation. Physically, it is thought to improve circulation and stimulate red blood cell production. The base chakra is also responsible to ground ourselves in this 3D realm, especially when we're like fluttering all over like a butterfly. It is very necessary to anchor and root ourselves with the ruby red color, and also thinking about the location of the base chakra is very, very beneficial and is here to really keep us on ground. So those were the seven colors in our chakra system, the rainbow colors, and also some of their healing benefits. I hope you've enjoyed it, and yeah, I hope I inspired you with all these colors as well. Mm-hmm.